set your mind above. Is fear or rewards? Okay, well, it's both, right? And I mean, I honestly was asking you guys what you're thinking because I've had to deal with this. It's not been fun in my life. But getting saved, is it fear or rewards? Okay, almost, I'd say most people in the U.S. would probably say fear. Okay, that sort of got me to become saved. Out of curiosity, if you got saved through quote-unquote fear of not wanting to go to hell, raise your hand. Okay. If you got saved just from like rewards or love or something else, raise your hand. Okay, so there's a couple. Because when you read, I mean, I support a ministry, a lot of you may have heard it, but it's called Voice of the Martyrs. Okay, because, you know, like right now when we're just relaxing, having a lot of fun, there are tens of thousands of people being persecuted. Many of them are dying every day because they will not give up the name of Lord Jesus. It's, I mean, I've been in the third world countries, changed me a lot. But, you know, it's one of those things where, is it the fear of going to hell? Most of them are already dealing with persecution and all that. And they hear, you mean, because they're in refugee camps. And then they hear, oh, somebody loves me. And they become a Christian because they just want to believe in Jesus who loves them. You see what I'm saying? Because they're struggling so much with everything else hard, it's more about that. Now, inheritance, we were touching on this. Some people will say, and again, when you start talking about stuff in the future, you have to be careful because there's just opinions and it has nothing to do. We know God's on the throne, and we're going to talk about that in a second. You know, Jesus is where he's at. We know that. But some of the other stuff is intermixed in the Bible, so we have to search it out because it's a glory of kings. And by the way, we're all going to be kings and queens, except in heaven there won't be kings and queens. We'll just be kings because there's no, as we already know, there's not going to be sexes up in heaven. We will be changed. Okay? So remember the verse where... If a brother marries this one and doesn't have kids, and he has seven women, which one's he's going to be wife with? He's like, no. There ain't going to be marriage in heaven because there's not going to be sexes. So it's just on this earth, we're given for a certain vessel. Anyway, some people consider salvation itself the inheritance, being Jesus or a heavenly abode. If our inheritance is salvation, okay, with salvation, the inheritance is about being in heaven and being with Jesus. Could we ever lose our inheritance? No. I want to make sure we hear that. No, you can't lose your inheritance if it's about Jesus or about a heavenly abode. Now, not all people think the inheritance just comes from salvation, but I'm pointing that out. The next thing is sanctification. I don't know if you guys have heard those words, but first you get saved, then you start learning to walk with the Lord. Okay, that's sanctification. That's what we're talking about, getting our eyes set on things above. That is where a lot of people think the rewards will come from. So an inheritance can be just salvation. Okay, and you can't lose that. Can't lose that inheritance. We're going, you know. No matter what horrible, ridiculous, egregious sins you do, you cannot lose that inheritance. But you can lose all your rewards. But even then, we're told that if we give that one little cup of water to somebody, remember, you're not going to lose that reward. So there are rewards you cannot lose also. But the idea is, okay, and like I said, this is, I mean, I've done my studies on it, but I was getting into it again this time, and I just couldn't, and it's just too much. But the rewards could come, and the inheritance could be partly sanctification and all this type of stuff. But anyway, and here's how I explain to people. I have my kids. And if I leave an inheritance, okay, it has nothing to do with what they did in that sense. They're inheriting what I give them, okay? However, I can still say, hey, I'm going to cut you off of the big portion of it. Woohoo! So sanctification can come from rewards, and you can gain them, and you should be motivated by that, okay? So I'm going to ask a question. Get my pen out. Why did you spend, those of you who, so some of your staff, and then you're all some. Okay, literally, tell me a reason why you did it. I want to know. Tell me a reason. Yes?
To serve God.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like my thing here.
So you're serving God. I like that. But I want to get a little deeper than that. What? Oh boy, I'm having fun now. Going up like this. Okay. But why are you serving God? Why are you serving God here? What's the purpose? Why? Huh? To make him what?
No.
Okay. I get that. I'm trying to go to a little, one step deeper. Okay. What's your motivation for doing it? You're saying, well, I want to make him known. Okay. Why do you want to make him known? There's no right or wrong in this. I'm just asking.
So that other people can have what I have.
So that what?
Other people can have what I have, salvation.
Okay. I like that. But I want to get that step deeper. Yes, and maybe, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm getting across here. What is your motivation? Okay. What is that motivation? Why did you spend all time? So you're saying, you know, because I want to make people known. That's a good reason, but it's not necessarily the motivation. See what I'm saying? Anybody else? Tell me what your motivation is. Why? What purpose is it?
The campers. That was my motivation.
Okay, but what about the campers? Tell me.
I wanted, like, to save them from hell. That was my motivation.
You want
to
what?
Save them from hell.
Excellent. So,
well, not me saving them, but...
Right, no, I get it. So, you're coming here because you want to see people get saved. You're coming, and I like that. And you're coming with the idea of serving God. I like that. Anything else? Is it because of fear, or are you doing it for rewards? You're saying, I'm not supposed to do it for rewards. I'm going to get to that in a second, real quick here. But, okay, why do you spend? So, let's go ahead and put that down here. Serve God. People say, I like that. Anything else? What is your real motivation? Yes?
Grow spiritually.
I'm sorry?
Grow spiritually.
There we go. I like that. Grow spiritually. Good. Real quick, have you seen that accomplished in your lives? I'll see if you said that. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. But I still am saying, deep down, you're either fearful or you're looking for rewards, but there are two other motivations that drive people. Okay? Here's number one. You ready?
What are you talking about?
Love. Love is a driving force, a driving feature. Okay? Some of you, you know, when I was 15, 16, I kind of fell for a girl, all that, and they call it puppy love, because it's not, you know, it didn't feel like puppy love at that time, but as you get older, you start realizing, yeah, okay, you get love. Who's my other married guy? Eric Garrett. Have we ever been, you know, driven by love at all?
Yeah.
Is it a strong factor in life?
The strongest.
It is. Okay, so we're talking about fear and reward, but love is, okay, and this is the real high spiritual side that, you know, there's other people a lot better than I am at this, but you just start loving the Lord Jesus so much, you want to do things for him, which can involve what you guys just said. It can be love, okay? Is it wrong then to want rewards for it? No. That's what I want you to understand. It's okay. If somebody had said to me, I'm basically coming because I want to get stuff in heaven. Good. That's setting your mind on things above. There is nothing wrong with, and I did those verses at the very end yesterday really fast, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to win a prize. Okay, there is motivation in getting a gold, even a silly little gold thing so you get some money, you know, from Chuck Wagon. Okay, it's just, I've already seen all of us play sports. Okay. I mean, I got Texas guy on my side, you know. I mean, I have motivation, you know. We get into it, okay, but we also get into loving the Lord and all that. Love is a great motivation. There's one other motivation that we're going to get into in the next 2 days, okay? Shortness of time. Shortness of time is a great motivator. as you realize whatever you're doing is about to run out, you start trying to get the most of it. Okay? It's a great motivator. Okay? Oh, I'm almost out of high school. I want to do some other things for high school. Or I'm almost, done with camp, and I really wanted to do this while I was at camp. I want to get that done. Okay? Shortness of time is a great motivator. So as we set our mind on things above, okay, we get into my next thing, which is really fun. Okay. And if you want to talk to me about that later, that's great, but I want you to realize that one, focusing on rewards, there's nothing wrong with that. Fear of punishment, okay, or fear, because I want to hear the Lord say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's a reward. Not hearing him say it if he says to me, you are a worthless slave. That's a fear. There's nothing wrong with either one of those. Okay, what's the biggest driver? We're all different. Okay? Love is an overwhelming factor, and the stronger you get with the Lord Jesus, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow too, the stronger you get with that love, that can become an overwhelming drive. Okay, I'm not sure how possible it is. I'm being honest. Garrett, I'm going to ask you, Garrett. Do you think in your teens you're strong enough in the Lord, strong enough in your walk to really be totally motivated by the love of the Lord, or do you think the other things are a motivational factor?
You may touch on this tomorrow, but I think the more you begin to understand and get a full picture of who the Lord Jesus Christ is, the more you love him, and the more your life and the decisions you make and the choices you make flow through that. So at this age, and Brent mentioned this yesterday, those of you that grew up in a Christian family, y'all have this book sitting on your shelf. You have people that are willing to teach you this and willing to pour this into your life. And, if you're anything like me, when I was y'all's age, I got really complacent. Like, it's everywhere. I got the Bible everywhere. I'm going to Awana. I'm going to all these places. And it's just kind of becomes commonplace. And I think oftentimes we do ourselves a disservice in having that attitude of, oh, it's everywhere. I've been reading this book called Brother Andrew, The God Smuggler. God's a smuggler. And the stories that he's telling about these churches in Europe that have no Bibles. And the people are so hungry for the Word of God. And when they get it and they receive it and they grow, they just have this love for the Lord. And I think at this age, you have so many resources available to you. And finding a way, and I don't know how to do it, right? Maybe that's a task before us. How do we help young people see the value of a relationship with their Savior and the book that he's given? Right. So I don't know. But yes, I think you can. Love the Lord Jesus enough to live and make decisions in your life that are motivated by love.
Okay, so I'm going to just, on top of that, so remember, I didn't grow up in a Christian family, so when I started getting into it, I didn't even know who Noah was, I didn't know who Adam was, I didn't know any of that stuff, and you're like, what? And this is back 50 years ago. There's a lot of people around you right now who have no clue what it's about whatsoever, okay? Back then, I was kind of the unusual one, okay? Now it's becoming more usual. I was so motivated at that time. I dedicated my life to the Lord. I had different steps as a teenager. I finally got baptized. I dedicated my life to the Lord. I made a commitment to some stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying this to toot my horn because I could tell you all about my sins, which, that would drag me down. But I was very motivated. I memorized, by the time I was 19, I had memorized the book of James, okay, and I had memorized the book of Colossians, okay, by the time I was 19. I wrote my first book in my early 20s, okay, and had it published, and was doing that, okay. And then, I'll just be honest, I got a little full of myself. Then it was time for God to spend some humbling time. Let me tell you, getting married will always humble you. But anyway, all right. We have the Holy Trinity, the Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. The Heavenly Father created three beings to run all his angels. Angels are ministers to him, actually ministers to us. He created three major angels. We know them by name. There are multiple levels of angels. We know that throughout the Bible. Okay? One of them he created was Lucifer. Okay? What's another one of them?
Michael.
And who is the other one?
Gabriel.
That's what happened when I'm in with a bunch of people who know the Bible. When I was your age, I was like, what? What? I've never heard of them. Okay. Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Lucifer rebelled. said, I'm as good as you. Okay? And we are feeling the effects of that to this day. He hates us. Hates us. He is destroying lives. What? Everybody, I mean, throughout all the times, all the staff that have been in here, I already told you, Jimmy Allen sat there and told me, he said, I've seen him go to prison, and I've seen him get destroyed, I've seen him do every imaginable sin from staff people. And I'm not saying everyone here's staff, but just, it happens, okay? Lucifer hates us. I've watched him destroy two of my kids, okay? But the end hasn't been written yet, okay? But he attacks, he spits them out, okay? We're going to get to the Antichrist and the false prophet. There's an unholy trinity. Okay, why is that important? Because I believe they're here right now. It's alive and well. Okay? So, a lot of people, you know, Biden, Pelosi, okay, they kind of consider that the unholy trinity, some people, because they're murderers. Okay, they are murderers. They're killing abortions. They're killing people. They are hateful people. Okay? And we're like, ah, they're horrible! We gotta get rid of them and all that! But that's not our problem. Somebody open up Ephesians 6:12 for me. You can see I have other verses if you want to start getting them ready. Yes! Go ahead. So our battle is not against Biden or Pelosi or whoever else is in power at the time, or Trump or whatever. That's not our battle. Okay, who do you think these people are run by? Okay, Satan. Satan is just using people. That's all he does, is he uses people for his purpose. He's just the opposite of Jesus. Who what? Yeah, well, okay. Satan uses us, Jesus gives to us. Okay? Jesus gave his life for us. Satan wants to take everything from you. Okay? And he succeeded in every one of our lives because I failed and you're all going to fail. Okay? But he's been around since the beginning. He's a liar. Okay? And he will disguise himself as an angel of light. That's the biggest thing we have to be careful of. Okay? 1 Peter 5:8. He will devour you and he will spit you out. Okay? If you don't understand that, you're not going to make it. You have to understand the lies that are coming at you constantly to get you to do something against God. Okay. Revelation chapter 13. Who's got that one? All right, go ahead. Starting in, I want you to go ahead and read verse 1 through 4 of Revelation 13.
When I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the trees, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten men, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a man, his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a man. The dragon gave him his power, and his throne, and great glory. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortal wound, and his deadly wound was healed. And all of the world marveled at all of the beast. So they worshiped the dragon and gave the glory to the beast.
Okay. How many verses do you read? Is that the end of the fourth?
Yeah.
Perfect. 13, 11, and 12. Yes.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb, and spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and and then which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound is healed.
Okay. We have introduced three characters in this chapter. There's a dragon on the sand. Who's the dragon?
Satan.
It's Lucifer. He's pretending to be who? Yeah. He wants to be the father. Okay? We're introduced to a beast that's a horrible beast. Okay? And he is going to rule the world. And it's called the Antichrist. Okay? It will not be revealed who he is until after the rapture. That's what it says, just so you know. We will not know who he is. We can guess, but it will not be revealed. But then we get introduced in the end of 13 to a false prophet. That false prophet, and you listen to it, it says, he did many signs and wonders in the sight of the other beast. Okay? He works as a false prophet. He works just like the Holy Spirit. He's there to get people to believe in the Antichrist. That's his purpose. Okay, that false prophet is there to get people. And he does all these signs and wonders. Oh, does the Holy Spirit do signs and wonders? Oh, yeah. Okay, and he did specifically way back when, right? During that changeover time. So the false prophet is pointing people to Antichrist. The Antichrist has basically got Lucifer in him. Okay? And that's the unholy trinity. They have one purpose. Take over the world. Okay? We already know they're going to. I hate to tell you this, but they're here to do that right now. Okay? And America is starting to feel the effects of this situation. Other countries have been under it for a long time. And don't forget, my wife grew up in communism. Okay? My mother-in-law spent almost her whole life under communism. Okay? It is not a good system, yes?
What's communism?
Probably a good question, Kyle, but I'm not going to go too much into it. All right. So, you know, it's the idea of communism itself. Okay, China is communist right now. Okay? They have a supreme leader. North Korea has a supreme leader. They are supposed to, in North Korea, worship Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. Thank you. Okay? You're supposed to actually worship him, okay, as God. That's why they don't allow other religions, because a religion would take you away from their greatness. Okay? Communism in general does that. Now, in Soviet time, they didn't do that as far as saying it. But you did not go against whoever was the leader, or he just had you killed. And I mean, and of course, they'll say, they have buzzwords. Let me tell you a buzzword in communism. Okay? It's for the good of the people. Have any of you heard that recently? It's for the good of the people? How many of you wear masks? It's for the good of the what? Listen for these. You will hear these buzzwords. Okay, that's what's happening right now. It's for the good of the people. Okay? My wife and my mother-in-law had to listen to that for years. You do what our, you know, head of our entire government now in Russia wasn't quite like the worshiping they have in the Southeast, in the Asia area. But they were to do that. Why? Because it's for the good of the people. Why, you know, why are we doing this? It's for the good of the people, okay? In communism, they took away all ownership of anything. Okay, that's what they do. They take away all ownership. Guess where the ownership goes? The ownership goes to the government because it's for the good of the people. And of course, if it's the government, and now you have one leader, guess who it is? I'm going to tell you a quick story. I got too many stories, but I'm not here. Oh, we're good. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a quick story. So when my wife and I got married, she came over to the U.S. My mother-in-law had her. So in Russia, if you want to live somewhere, you have to ask the government, I want to live somewhere. And they have to give you approval if you are going to move somewhere. Okay? And some people had three-room apartments, three-room, okay, which is a living room and two bedrooms and a little kitchen. Okay, that is a three-room. And I want you guys to understand this. Russia was not a third-world country. They were not a third-world country, but I want you to understand how things work in the world. Third-world countries are a lot worse, but we have two rooms. You have two bedrooms and a main room, and then you have a little kitchen and one little toilet. Okay? That is a three-room apartment. That's for the wealthy. That's for the people who really know somebody. That's what it really gets down to. So my wife comes over here. My mother-in-law had a three-room apartment. She was a doctor. Okay? And they said, ooh, a doctor. communism doesn't look at doctors very good. They like engineers better. People who can build nuclear weapons and stuff like that. They like them better. Okay? But they still, you know, doctors are still revered. You need them. Okay? So she went in and said, my daughter has married an American. She now lives in America. Take her off my tax rolls because I have to pay taxes on her in my apartment. And the lady sat there and goes, well, have her send from somebody there that she's been approved for living in whatever place she's living, have that sent to me and I'll take her off the rolls. So my mother-in-law looks at her and says, they don't have that there. They can live where they want to. And I'm going to quote what she said to me. The lady goes, huh, you're telling me they don't have an important position like me over there? You're lying. What do you do? Okay? She paid taxes on my wife until she moved here to the U.S. Okay? Because we don't have an important government office that tells you where to live. Okay? That's what communism is. Okay? That's what the Antichrist is bringing in. Okay? The idea is, so I want you to start listening to these buzzwords. Okay? Have you heard? Because I'm living out of a suitcase for the last 2 months, I'm not able to get articles and I can show things. But have you heard anybody ever say recently that we should not have ownership of your homes? Has anybody heard that in the news? I just want to know. So, yeah. Okay, I've heard it. I'm going, there we go. They think, just the background of this is, and I apologize because I don't care about races, but if you are a white person, you should give up your house to a black person because you're racist. And if you haven't heard that, watch, well, you're not reading the news. It's there. Okay? They want, and of course, well, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. Okay? Well, so is wearing masks for 2 years. Okay? Why are we wearing masks though? Because it's for the good of the people. This is the stuff you're going to hear, and it's coming straight from him. Okay? Wants us to conform. Okay, COVID-19. Have you guys had fun with COVID-19? Okay. I mean, we could have a little fun here discussing it, couldn't we? You know, I mean, where do you think it really came from? You know, where is it going? Stuff like that. But let's talk about this. You're going to have world domination. At the end of chapter 13, it says a very famous verse. Go ahead and read it. Last verse.
Verse 16.
Chapter 13. Oh, we just did it, verse 18, right? Or do wait, did I read 16 through 18 yet? Go ahead and read 16 through 18 for me.
And also it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
Okay, so during his reign, okay, if you're going to do total domination, okay, name me something that has to happen. We read part of it there, but there's more to it than that. Name me something that would have to happen. What would you do if you were going to control everybody in the whole world? What would you do? I'm sorry, what?
Wipe everyone out and start again.
Well, that is his purpose, but that's besides the point. Okay, if you're trying to reign over the ones that are here because you want to take over, you're taking the place of, taking the place of the Holy Trinity, how do you control people? What's the number one way to control people? Yes.
Fear.
Very good. You listen to my other stuff. I'm going to go past that, though. Exactly right. Fear. So COVID-19 is about what?
Fear.
You can get the entire country to put on masks for 2 years. And they're now starting to say, a variant is coming. Aren't you scared? You should live in your house and that'll come up. Okay? What was your...
Money.
That's the one I was thinking about. Fear is correct. Money. Money is all... If I control the money, I can control you. Simple as that. Okay? So one of the things you're going to see happen is a one-world currency. It's going to happen. They tried it with Europe. It's not going so far. Let me ask you something. You guys aren't, you know, you're in school so yet. How are we going to pay $28 trillion debt right now? We are $28 trillion. Now, I want you to understand something. Our gross domestic product, if you take all the money that we transfer, all that, we are almost up to that in 1 year. Okay? Our intake of money that comes into the government right now, even if they raise tax and all that, is right around $3 trillion. Okay? How do you pay $28 trillion? I mean, has anybody, has any of your professors or teachers told you this? How do you do it? Anybody got an idea? Tell them. How do you do it?
You pray.
Oh, yeah. Pray to him, maybe. Okay. When you wipe out the currency and start a brand new one for the entire world, there's no more debt. Okay? So, one of the ways that you're going to see this is they want to run the debt up on everybody, every country. Okay? It's going to be owed to certain places. Okay? And then they're going to come in and they're going to redo the currency. Okay? And they wipe out the debt and they wipe out everything you have. Okay? Remember God says don't trust in riches. Okay? They can take your houses away from you. Okay? There's people in South Africa, by the way. I don't know if anybody has connection with South Africa, but they came in and they said those white British people that came in and did all this, they were horrible. We're taking back everything we've given them, or they've taken from us. They went in, people who'd been living there for 40, 50 years, worked hard, had their houses, part of South Africa, they walked in and said, your house is not yours, get out. That just happened a few years ago. Okay, this happens, it can happen. Do not trust in riches, okay? No matter how much money you make, all that, it can be taken away quickly. Okay, your houses can be taken away, your money can be taken away. That's one of the things, okay? So now, how else can I control you? Okay, so now we have a one world currency. You can't buy anything without what? Okay, you think, just all you do is listen to the news. Anybody heard news about COVID-19, about how they want you to have a COVID-19 passport? Has anybody heard, just raise your hand if you've heard, a COVID-19 passport. Okay, you cannot travel the world, you can't travel, you're not gonna be able to get a job without a COVID-19 passport, okay? Do I think that's what's gonna happen? No, until we're gone, then it's gonna happen. Okay, you start to see what I'm starting to point to? Okay, I want you to start understanding. Shortness of time, that's what we're focusing on now, okay? This is stuff that's happening right now, it's coming quickly. Can you walk into your classroom and say, hey, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, okay? And I'm against immoral sexual relationships like being gay. Think that'll happen in your class? How much of a chance? Maybe all you either homeschool and go to Christian schools. Okay, I mean, then you have a chance. But if you go to a public school, what chance do you think you have? Anybody? I just want to know real quick, who goes to a public school, raise your hand. Okay, so good. Could you do that? Are you free to do that?
Not without consequences.
Not without consequences. Okay?
Okay. Sports.
Just 30 years ago, when I was in school, 40 years ago, something like that. Okay? We made fun of those people. Okay? And I mean, I didn't, but I'm just saying, you know, no one cared. I mean, it was looked down upon. Getting pregnant in school without a husband or wife was still looked down upon just 40 years ago. Okay? Now it doesn't matter. Right? You're a weirdo if you're not doing it, right? That's always been around. Drugs have been around and all that. But I'm talking about world domination to the point, okay? We're the last major free country in the world, okay? What do you think? No?
I would argue about our actual freedom. I would say that there are other countries who have similar freedom to us, but in general.
Amen to that. Name me a country.
Well, that's a complicated question.
Name one.
Okay, Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. Okay. We won't get into it all, but yeah, Luxembourg has plenty of sin there, that's for sure. They have plenty of freedom for some of the most disgusting sins there are, but okay. And I agree that there is still freedom. Okay, but do you think in Luxembourg they have freedom to talk about Jesus and all that?
Well, they do have religious freedom, although the country is increasingly atheistic.
There we go. It just keeps happening one after the other. Okay, let's start off. China, 1.4 billion people, are they free? They're not. Okay? North Korea. India has a caste system. Okay, and I know there's Indians around, stuff like that. A lot of Christians are here. They can tell us more about that. But Africa, very much attacked. I mean, it's just, what I'm trying to tell you is, every other country around the world is just getting worse and worse and worse. Okay? Debt is piling up. Okay? I have quotes. I didn't bring them, but I have quotes. Okay, one guy, very famous guy, says, we are in need of a world leader. And even if he's Satan, we're going to take him. Okay, these are world leaders saying that type of stuff. I mean, these are major prominent people. Okay? One of the things we're going to see is an elitism, because he's going to have 10 kings with him. Okay? Have you ever heard of what they call uber wealth now? Uber wealthy people? Like Zuckerberg? You know who Zuckerberg is?
Yes.
Okay, he owns what?
Facebook.
Facebook. You know what he's worth?
A lot.
Okay, when I was growing up, okay, and what's his name hit, Microsoft guy, hit $1 billion. We were amazed. $1 billion? What do you do with $1 billion? I mean, how can you spend that much? Okay, this is just a few years ago. They're up to $100 billion. Okay? These people are so wealthy, okay, that they have nothing else to do but to control us. Okay? That's what's happening. Okay, I'm not saying this is good or bad. Well, I am. It's bad. Okay, they're coming in to take, I mean, as far as, you know, hey, what about this? Can we discuss this country and that country? Yes, but they're coming. What else can you do for world domination? Fear. Name me something that we can do with fear besides COVID-19.
Guns.
I'm sorry, what?
Guns.
I can't hear you.
Guns.
Oh, yes. You bad people with guns. Take them away. All right. That's exactly. But, you know, there's a lot of countries right now that don't have guns, too. So, I mean, take your guns away so you can't protect yourself. Anything else? What other fear things? Can anybody think of one?
Food source.
Yes.
Social media.
Oh, yeah. Man. I am so glad I didn't grow up with social media. I did get on social media a little bit last year in COVID-19, and I decided I wasn't a very good person on it because I can't stand stupid people. So I just got off. Okay? I just, you know. I not once friended anybody in Facebook, and I somehow had 400 friends. You know, I just, yeah, whatever, you know. And then these stupid people, I just started saying bad things, and you go, you know what? It's just probably not good for me to be there. And then I found out who owns Facebook and what they're trying to do to us as Christians. I will never go on Facebook again because they're just trying to destroy us. And every time I'm on Facebook, he makes money, so I refuse to be on it. You can do what you want. There's no right or wrong on that. That's for you to decide, but I couldn't handle it. But these people are now controlling the world. Okay? Social media, you control social media, you control the world now. Because your age can't do without. Oh! I mean, that's the biggest punishment I could give you right now. You do this wrong, I'm taking away your phone. Did your parents ever say that to you? Taking away your phone. Okay? I just want you to know, I was one of the very first people. There's this, when they first come out, there's a real high thing. So, car phones. If you had a phone put in your car. I waited for the price to go in a little bit, and I got one of those things. I was the coolest guy ever as a single. It was awesome. Okay? I could be driving down the freeway, and I'm talking to you. Guess where I'm at? I'm driving on I-44. Can you believe it? What, you're on the car? Yeah, I got a new car phone. Wow! Can I see it? I mean, it was the best thing. I mean, I was Mr. Cool with that car phone, okay? It was just awesome. All right? And you guys are just laughing your heads off. How do you think they control it? By the way, did you know the police can turn on your phone and the camera if they want to? Did you all know that? Oh, see, you guys aren't stupid. You guys are smart people. Okay? They can turn your phone on in an emergency, okay, and see what you're saying or hearing or who you're talking to. If they want to, they can turn turn it on. Okay, you don't think Google keeps track of where you're at all times? Okay, they got you. Okay, now you say, I'll just go off the grid. Do you know anybody? Does anybody here know somebody off the grid? I do. Okay, what's off the grid? Off the grid means you have no electronics. Okay, you have no way for somebody to trace you. You don't have electric, power, or phone. They do it in their own compound where they have wind and or solar. They do their own electric. They do all their own growing. And they will not go out amongst people as far as being traced. Okay? I know somebody like that. Okay? They live in the Navajo Nation and work at Emmanuel Mission, if anybody heard of Emmanuel Mission. Okay? They have nothing. They live out in that area. It's awesome. Okay? Now, you say, see, if you do that, the government can't trace you. Yeah, but guess what they still do? They still go buy gas. And they still go buy things at stores. Okay? And all it's going to do is they're going to say, you cannot do it without a what? Got to have a mark. Mark that you are a true patriot of the world. Okay, let me ask something. Defund the police. Somebody tell me, why would any sane person want to defund the police? Okay? Defund the police. Okay? Alright, so there's these cities and they're actually defunding the police. They're taking money away, right? Why would you do that? What has happened in every one of those cities?
Right.
Okay. Would anybody be happy with that? Who hates, who loves confusion and hatred and riots? What's the purpose of it? I'm going to tell you the purpose. What's the purpose of defunding the police if you want world control? Think about it. I'm sorry, what? That's it! People are missing the point of what's going on. Your local, let me ask you something. You're going to make an edict, and you're going to tell people, any Christian we're going to throw in jail. We're going to murder them eventually, but we're going to throw them in jail. You have a local policeman from your town, okay? And I know there's a local policeman that was here. I can't remember if they're still here or not, but anyway. Local policeman. Okay. Do you think he's going to go and follow that order? There's no way a local policeman's going to do it. What about your state troopers? Are they going to go and start pulling people off the streets because they're Christians? There's not a chance. You want world domination, you have to do something. You have to take away the local police. You're going to bring in your own police. It's going to be the world police. People, everything that's happening right now is pointing right toward Lucifer taking over. It is coming. And it is, I've never seen it get so hyper right now. Okay, every single thing you see happening, there is a purpose. Okay? Defunding the police, the purpose is to get rid of the United States police force and bring in a world police force. It's going to happen because you're all racist or because you all are Christians or because you hate gays or whatever. And when we come in, your police need to be down because now, I'm telling you, you're going to start seeing, I've already seen it. Okay? I mean, I've seen it in some of the news articles. But what's going to happen is, you're in Minneapolis, okay, and they defund the police, and pretty soon the escalation starts going so crazy, okay? And then they're going to say, you know what? We need national police in there, okay? And pretty soon the national police will be world police, okay? But I'm going to give you some good news. We aren't going to be here for it. We're out of here. But I don't know how deep it's going to get. How much persecution are we going to have before this happens? Okay, so defund the police, COVID-19, fear factor. Okay, defund the police, bring in the national police. Run the debt up so we can what? Control you. One other thing about fear, okay? I don't have any with me, but you have a dollar bill and you want to hand it to somebody. What could be on it? COVID-19 virus may kill you. Okay? So, we don't want to have money anymore. Guess what we're going to have soon? The money is going away. You're going to have a car. And pretty soon they're going to say, gee, Isn't it stupid that we have that? Why don't we what? Implant. I've got one more thing here before we finish. Another little fun little fact. So, how many kids, okay, are kidnapped a year? Okay. Have you heard of Amber Alerts and all that? Okay. How many kids a year are taken out from their families and literally kidnapped? Okay, your kid's out there and somebody runs by and snatches them off the street. Okay, now we're talking all of America. LA, Miami, Dallas, New York, Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City. Okay, the entire country, how many kids are kidnapped in a year? How many do you think? Can we give you a number? Somebody raise your hand and tell me. Come on. Think about it. How many? Huh?
2 million.
Okay. 2 million. What do you think? How many kids a year are kidnapped?
500,000.
500,000, okay. How many do you think? 100,000. Okay, you ready for this? Less than 200. Non-family related. Now you feel, oh, well, yeah, but that's the point. The only reason they're kidnapped is because of divorces, people stealing them and all that. That's inter-family stuff. An actual stranger coming and taking kids less than 200. Now, how many of you thought about that? Okay, guess what your parents are scared of? I'll tell you how I can prove it to you. When's the last time you had an amp? Do you guys get that stuff in your phone? When's the last time you had an amp alert?
2 months ago?
I mean, if you were having, you know, 100,000, you'd think you'd be getting them every day, wouldn't you? And they're not there. It doesn't. And even those amber alerts, most of them are for what? Family abductions. It is so rare. You have a better chance your kid gets struck by lightning than a stranger taking them off your school ground. Okay, now I want you to think about that. But what has social media, regular media, tried to scare you into? That they're going to take you. So guess what they're starting to do? And this is happening. They're putting chips in babies so that they can what? We'll be able to track you. Just because what if you're stolen and we need to find you? We can find you with that chip. It is already happening. What? I'm missing here. What's the... Nothing. All right. So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, you're going to have that. Take that away. You know, your babies are going to come take, you know, all this. Pets are all the time now. Pets have it. Okay, now, do you think through a vaccine, everybody needs to get it? They can track you? There's such a thing as called nanotechnology. I'm not saying who's in it. I'm not saying what's going on. I do not know. It's above my pay grade. Okay, guess who's coming? Okay, this is dangerous stuff. They're coming. Is there anything you can do about it? Nope. There's not one thing any of us in this room can do. Okay, we can pray, but it's already been foretold this is what's going to happen. It's in the Bible. It's going to happen. You can pray, God, don't let Satan take over. It's not in the will, okay? It's coming. Be prepared, okay? Tomorrow is my favorite message of all because I'm going to talk about our eternal state, and it's a really cool message, okay? I don't want you being scared. There's nothing to be scared about. We can handle this by prayer, but just understand God is there for us. He is still over what? God's in control, okay? And most likely, we will not run into that because we're going to be out of here. But I just want you to understand, it's coming soon. It's getting close. All right? Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your Bible, the Word. We thank you for Jesus, that He loves us, that He gave His life for us. And I just pray we all love Him back. And Father, I just thankful that He loved us so much, even though Satan hates us and is trying to kill us. Lord, I just pray that all of us in here will commit ourselves to You for these final days, that we'll be focused on You and set your mind on things above. We pray these things in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen.